Lost Radio is a former WALF 89.7 FM college program by Lucas Wilson, David Halstead, Barron Spadaro, and Chris Henretti. Enjoy.
Warp speed is kind of trippy.
It's not warp speed. You're just staring at a TV. It's a loop.
Wait a minute, somebody got the TV working?
No, not really. It's just static. Plaid.
Plaid static. I always loved that color.
That'd be cool if we could get a TV signal out.
Yeah, it would. Hinty hint hint winkity wink.
Do you ever try moving the antenna on the other side of the boat? Just there.
Yeah, do that.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Use front door. Yeah. Do you have any more cigarettes?
I don't know. Talk to the Irishman.
Anyone have a cigarette?
No, we don't smoke in here. We'll blow up.
Here you go.
You take those outside.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Wait, who is that?
It doesn't really matter, does it now?
Cosmonaut in here.
Is she one of those ones that Russia just kind of launched into space and forgot about?
I'm betting.
Yeah.
And she's been out here longer than we have.
Oh, it's pretty bad.
That's scary.
She remains more sane than we have in our entirety out here.
Well, you know, maybe it's a coping mechanism.
Like
kinda
vodka?
Like,
huh?
Well, that's right.
Vodka's a coping mechanism.
That's why I took up the drink. And you.
That's why I took up jigsaw puzzles.
That's why I took up putting weird contraptions into the back of glam rockers from outer space.
That's why I got the green horse.
What did you do, by the way? What did you put into him?
Oh, I just think it's going to help us find Saturn Pure when we hit Fresno.
How do you think that's going to work?
Well, it's kind of like a magnet. It kind of pulls every parody and bad pun within like a 12-mile radius to him like a giant magnet.
You think it's going to work?
No, but it'll be funny as hell to see what happens.
Are you sure it'll be funny enough? Can we really risk destroying our only power source right now?
Yes.
We have to find someone on Fresno.
You do realize I could get help here pretty quick. I still have Lemmy on speed dial.
Anyways, I'm pretty sure we can't destroy Ziggy.
Well, I don't know.
It's physically impossible for the amount of abuse. That person runs an engine 24/7 going through the extreme heats and temperatures within our system.
You got a good point.
You know, if this is a place of bad parodies, maybe I should stay out.
You are a bad parody.
I think all of us are bad parodies.
I'm not a bad parody, but I do have a drawer full of socks that look like Mickey Mouse.
Just so you know, these cigarettes are absolutely terrible. By the way, you don't want any more plutonium? I'm out.
What?
Oh. I have a lot more plutonium.
Well,
what do you need for
it? We had a
what
tenant.
Do you want for it?
You have any Cuban cigars?
I got plenty of those.
Give me 100 and I'll take it.
I don't have that many. I've got about, I'd say, 25.
We'll take a quarter of your stock of plutonium. Plutonium.
Sounds good. Give
awesome.
Me a minute.
This is fabulous. Now we can make that bomb.
Yeah, sure about that. We're keeping him in the engine. I just want to have that as a stock and backup.
That's what I was thinking.
You guys get that stuff. Whenever I move it, my hands itch.
By itch, you mean glow, right?
I thought that was just the drugs, man.
No, for once, it really wasn't the drugs.
How have you not grown a third arm? Wait a second. Oh. We dealt with that earlier. I think you called it, what,
No, I had that amputated.
You know what? You know what, engineer man guy?
How have you forgotten my name?
Sean.
There we
Sean
go.
Murphy. You know what? I admire your hair. It's pretty gorgeous, man.
You know what I admire?
Thank you.
What?
I admire you for being completely inept and still being alive.
You forget he's backed by a demon.
You know, I used to have long, beautiful hair, you know, but then Lore chopped it off in the middle of the night for one of his experiments.
I just wanted to see if I could clone you. Therefore, you'd have a smoking buddy? Come on. It's just an experiment.
Here's your plutonium. By the way, the only way to clone is you need blood, just so you know. Have a good day. I'll see you later.
Danke, Shane.
Yeah, here's one
wrong country!
Just wanted to piss her off.
Yes, piss off the cosmonaut that's trying to help us out. Way to go, genius.
Yeah, we haven't...
Getting a hair sample is one thing. You damn near scalped me.
It's not my fault. Okay, maybe it is. It's not like I wanted you to live.
It is your fault. You used me to cut him.
You know what, guys? I feel a unity breaking down here. Yes, come here. Let's have a hug, guys. Come on.
I'm going back to check the engine. I'll just see the people later.
You get back here. What?
You've been possessed by the hippies again, haven't you? You don't have a demon, you have a hippie demon. I will not be hugged by you.
What? No, I'm Gus. I'm just trying to promote teamwork and love. Love teamwork.
And M16 kittens?
You didn't give me my cigar. What the hell? I'm out.
Wow.
I'm insulted. I wasn't dancing on a bear at all.
I mean, I'm for crying out loud, we're four guys that have been stuck in the ship for 15 years. I mean, we're gonna...
issues dealing with women.
Oh, question. Where did the cosmonaut go? I got the cigars.
I don't know. Out the hatch, I guess.
Maybe she's stealing your underwear.
Why?
Pockets.
Maybe she's stripping our ship of important parts.
Name one thing on here that hasn't been broken off, destroyed, or otherwise... You know what? If something goes missing, I don't care at this point.
You know, it's kind of surprising that we are still afloat, isn't it?
And not on fire.
Anymore!
Constantly.
Constantly on fire.
So I just had to sing that.
The 80s parodies. Man, that brings back bad memories. Flashbacks! Oh, God!
Oh, man. Yeah, he's got post-traumatic parody disorder.
Yeah, maybe that happened on Zaptar, too.
I'm gonna bet it did. Oh, what? What do you want?
How long is it gonna take for us to actually get to that place we're going?
Well, you know, if we count backwards from the alphabet and then...
Navigator, how long are we going to get there?
I don't know, I can't read.
Dear God, who did I get to this position?
Japanese.
How did you even get the job of navigator if you can't read?
I think
buttons lights light up and I push them. I just happened to hit the right order and they hired me.
That explains it a lot.
Wow.
How did you make it through all the physical fitness training?
I didn't. I used to be the janitor.
Like that guy we
tried on one of the suits one day. They found me. I had to think up something. Here I am.
Wow. Well, if you weren't supposed to be our navigator, then who was?
The guy behind.
Actually, you should consider yourself lucky. They were going to send a monkey.
I think you would have done a much better job.
I miss the monkey already.
I'm starting to think I want to go with a monkey.
You know, they send hundreds of monkeys into space. Not all of them get back. Just saying.
Well.
Is that supposed to be a direct reference to us?
No comment.
We've seen some of those. They mutate out here.
I've seen monkeys that get too close to the sun. Some of them turn into crispy critters, and a few just grow strong and powerful. I don't know.
You've been watching too much Planet of the Apes.
I can't believe they would ever do that to the Eiffel Tower. Wait, no. Something else.
Statue of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty. Thank you. Dirty apes.
Here's a question. How far back can we actually remember about how long we've been doing this?
Well, I remember there was the time when I did that thing on the ship.
Yeah, I remember that. Good times. Anybody else?
There was that stuff. What was that stuff called again?
Well, I remember that baby. Remember that baby?
No.
The baby with the glowing eyes shot lasers out of its fingers.
Well, I remember being trapped in a small room for a good long period of time.
I remember sticking you in a small room for a good long period of time. And then you escaped! Which was kind of good because I was dead by that point.
And to think I can still make it worse.
That baby was creepy. Just floated around speaking in Swahili.
Why did you stick me in there in the first place? I wasn't that bad.
I don't even remember what happened then.
You know,
I think I was looking at a magazine full
of
kittens.
It was part of a psychology experiment. Seeing what isolation did to affect an Irishman.
So it was you, Lore.
And what was your result?
You got more violent. You started drinking more. Well, no, you were always drinking. Nothing really changed. You just got more violent.
I'm going back for some more therapy.
I miss my mop.
I miss my mom.
I miss a body.
You know, technically,
Touché.
You remember that one time when all of a sudden you were made alive again?
Yes, and then I died.
Yeah, that's funny.
How did that happen? I forget how that happened.
I blame you. Not you, but you.
Me?
Yes, you.
You're a bowl of spaghetti.
What? What's with the spaghetti? It's spaghetti or fire with you, man. Are you an Italian demon?
I think I taste good. Well, I don't want to try, because that seems kind of weird.
Stay spaghetti. Okay, you're not spaghetti anymore.
At least I'm dead.
Is something burning?
Dead spaghetti.
Oh, that's
it's
fine.
Just
that
burning off the chemicals, really.
Once you're here for more than, I'd say, half an hour, you start to realize that all the bells and whistles aren't working in this place.
It may be kind of a bad thing that you think being lit on fire is kind of therapeutic. Yeah. But it may be for you.
Sometimes you just need to let off some steam, you know what I'm saying?
No.
That's not steam, that's smoke.
Oh, we're going around a planet. We're going to black out in a few minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop listening to the song. We have a radio show. I don't know why we're still dealing with this, but we have a radio show.
Well, it's the only way we can hope to maybe get back someday.
Nobody cares about us. We're stuck out here. NASA has abandoned us after being absorbed by FEMA, for Christ's sakes.
Well, if you look online, there's actually a Facebook group with 36 people who actually seem to give some kind of care.
Who cares about Facebook?
Out of curiosity, what the hell happened to you? How the hell did you get out here?
I'm kind of dead.
How did you die?
Funny story about ping that, pong. Actually.
They were playing ping pong, and I was working, and the ping pong ball accidentally hit the wrong button, closed up my capsule, everything lit on fire, I died, I got ejected, they eat me, and then I came back through the rift.
Yes, okay. The rift we caused.
That sounds very fun, I don't know. But out of curiosity, why are you still working with NASA? You know they don't do anything.
Oh, we left NASA a long time ago.
We were hoping to get a moon base, man.
Yeah. I want a moon base still.
Still, the goddamn... The Russians will not come and get me. I've been stuck out here for 57 years. You think they'll come get me? No!
Amen, sister. We're in the same boat, so to speak.
You don't look a day over 40.
I'm not 40, I'm 23.
How have you been out here for 57 years?
I've been sleeping for a very long time.
You know, sleeping is pretty fun. Sometimes I have these dreams that I'm walking a cow, and then the cow's named Larry, and we have a chat up a conversation about mutant elves and why we can't seem to find our...
We need to go over how you do that.
That's just the drugs I've been putting in your food.
Huh?
I had a dream. I dreamed that I was sitting in a bathtub with all my clothes on. There's a German shepherd staring at me. Every so often my mother would walk in and throw laundry at my face.
Dear God, man, what are you smoking?
Everything he can get his hands on. You know this by now.
Specifically!
Keeping my good weed away from you.
I don't know what planet I'm getting it off, so I'm not entirely sure what it is anymore.
I need to get drunk.
I think it's just a type of banana.
I got Jack Daniels and I've got, what's the other one? Jameson.
So,
Ooh, sedative.
Hey, wait, no, that was still for... That was for Nixon.
Why is everybody just kind of, like, going away?
I don't know.
We're over here.
Well, you said bye-bye.
Good sedative.
I'm sorry, was it English?
I'll live this time to reminisce about my past. How I became to be captain of this ship. Once upon a time, I was a little boy. But then later, I wasn't a little boy anymore. And I was an older person. And then I was like, you know, space would be pretty cool. And I could do it for science and a sense of adventure. And my mom was like, yeah. But then my dad was like, no. But then he said yes anyway. And I went off to NASA school.
Are you from California?
What?
Are you from California?
Maybe.
You know they put LSD in everything there? Just saying. Just an idea. Maybe that's why you're a little, you know.
You know what? I don't appreciate that kind of arrogant tuna salad fishery. I'm the real man. I'm the Gustavo. There was one time when I knew somebody named Moore. He was really a fiend. But that was back when I was in high school. But then I blew up my high school.
Yeah, and there's
your gracious
all that,
your insides and gracious
people
the
talking
about the, same
about
name.
The youth in Asia.
Sounds like good vodka.
In Asia? What's Asia?
You know, youth in Asia, man.
Asia
right.
Doesn't exist anymore. Smile and nod.
You know why the dentist was unhappy?
What dentist?
Because he had no vacation. Get it?
Sounds like you'll need a vacation. All I'm saying. Just saying.
I would gladly
take a vacation, as long as I get to keep my kittens.
They're not kittens!
They're not?
They're friggin' guns!
Are you sure?
This is a friggin' Kalashnikov!
What?
Looks kinda hairy and kitten-like to me.
No, that's not hairy. That's a very smooth stock.
You know, Russian guns don't really work. Secret. But just saying.
Really?
In my experience. Last time I tried to use a Russian gun, it blew up in my face, nearly killed me. All good.
You know, I've never heard of that breed of cat before.
Oh, the Winchester breed.
Smile and nod.
Can you
aim away?
Can you buy it at the pet store?
There's actually got conventions filled with them, I guess.
Really? Can we go to one, guys? I love kittens.
Yeah, let's go to a gun convention. A kitten convention.
Oh, my head's spinning. What did I miss?
After we catch Satchel Pewart.
We're convincing him to buy guns for us.
Oh, really? Can I get an M16 and an underbarrel shotgun?
Satchel.
We're not going to a gun convention. We're going to a kitten convention. Right, guys?
We need...
That's what we think.
No, we're going to Fresno. We're going to kill Satchel Pewart and the flock of seagulls.
What flock of seagulls?
They're banned. Shut up!
They killed Bjorn. They killed his family.
One moment, I got...
Wait, what are you talking about?
I said it ever again.
Walter killed Bjorn.
What guy? What are we talking about? Oh, that guy. Never mind. Just use the wrench! The other wrench!
He's already unconscious.
Use the other wrench!
If you want to hit him, go right ahead.
I'm just going to do everything myself.
Wrenches are used for opening tuna cans. They're not used for hitting rock stars, okay?
Yeah, but his head is a tuna can.
Yeah, but he's a really pretentious rock star.
But even they have the right not to be hit with wrenches.
Shut up! I'm the non-violent one.
You know what?
You do a very good job, doesn't?
Oh, after didn't we actually get in contact with someone before you pulled me out of my room?
You know, we did have a conversation with somebody. He was, he worked at NASA, and we talked, and things were cool, but then you showed up, and they weren't cool anymore, and then we never talked to that guy, even though I insisted we probably should, but then they were like, you know, he's not that guy, and then I went off and slept in the corner.
And how is this my fault if I wasn't available for any of it?
You were there. You were in the closet.
We've been over this already. If you want to point fingers, put it through him.
I didn't do anything. Okay, maybe I did.
Your experiments are getting out of hand, man.
Getting out of hand? Where the hell have you been?
I've been on a planet starting a revolution.
Before that?
I was lost on Jupiter or Saturn, I don't remember which.
Damn, you've had it worse than I have. At least I had...
I spent 3 years on Jupiter.
Maybe you should hit him with
surviving the elements of Jupiter.
Yeah, it wouldn't work. He's too heavily narcotics. He's using too much narcotics to actually have that affect him.
Did you ever save your beard from that?
Oh, God. You remember how crazy that thing got? It was everywhere.
I thought you were going to mount it on your wall like some kind of trophy.
I did. I think it crawled away.
Oh, jeez.
I never won a trophy ever. I wish I had. Guys, do you think I could win a trophy someday?
No!
Why?
Do I have to be the only one who gives him a bit of hope?
No! You're not allowed.
Well, Gus, there's a chance that you might be able to get something out of it. My guess is it requires you to do something I can't really recall because I'm still blacking out a bit.
Have a shot of this. This will help.
Oh, it won't. Nothing's gonna help anymore.
Stuff. It's Russian, of course it
works. Help. You know I need somebody's help.
Da-na-na. I'm singing a song into this microphone. Everybody's listening on the radio because I'm Gus. And I'm sitting with my friend Ned, and
yes,
Noah's holding his head.
My head hurts.
Turn
I'm
it
not
off.
Even alive.
Why? You don't think I'm good?
If you're gonna do that, put on the real music.
Simon Cowell might actually show up to say something about that. We're gonna hit you with a bottle.
Dancing in the stars. Isn't it weird the way they stretch like that in hyperspace?
Okay. It's a TV.
You got any fives?
No, go fish.
Do I have any fives? No, we're not. Are we playing this game again?
No, we are. Go away.
You
do you have any threes?
My bet's on a cosmonaut.
I think my bet would always be on a cosmonaut.
Do you have any aces?
And loses his crap and
go fish.
Just tries and strangles the girl.
I have some manners.
No, you don't.
Not really. I can tell.
Hey, I'm trying. Give me a break. Got any jacks?
Go fish.
Ah, I got one.
People are strange when you're a stranger.
One moment, I gotta go back and check on one of my experiments.
Where's he going again?
You know, to the... Did you say he was in the bathroom? Did ghosts go to the bathroom?
Just so long as he doesn't set anything on fire again.
We set him on fire.
Holy crap, get a gun!
You know you're still on fire, Ned?
I still got mine with me, but what's the point?
It burns.
It's trying to eat me!
You're dead!
Quick!
What is
dead,
it?
Dead, though!
What's going on?
Stop stomping it! Get back here with a gun!
Alright, I'll be right there! It's pressing me!
What's going on?
So, guys, what's going on?
I'm sorry, it was... Nixon asked me to create something for his private urges.
Wait a minute. No. Dude, he's using my body. Sometimes I wake up and I'm just numb in places I don't want to talk about.
But the money was good.
What did I kill?
I don't know.
It's my money.
Sorry, I didn't bring my AK-47.
It was just a petri dish full of a
few. We got a couple in the back if you want one.
Really? I'll go. This one's crap, but I'll use it.
What now? What sick, disgusting thing is Nixon attaching to my body now?
Let's go back to the game of cards. At least that was interesting.
Wow. There was a few cells left from something or another that I got from the Venetian hooker.
Got any queens?
Hey, guys, guys.
I don't remember the eggs.
Guys,
the eggs. You pulled them out of my back.
Where did this come from?
What?
It's a bluefin tuna.
Where did you get a bluefin tuna?
That's what I'm asking you guys. I
don't know.
I found it in the hallway.
Whatever, it's dinner.
We haven't eaten in a while. I don't eat ever, but you guys haven't eaten.
We got Bjorn in the freezer.
Oh yeah, emergency. There's a friggin' cosmonaut here! Don't mention Bjorn!
You did what?
Nothing.
You haven't met the crazy Vietnam vet yet, but he's still passed out, so... Wait, where is he anyway?
He's still in the hole.
Oh. Man, never mind. Every now and then we have a crazy vet come through. He killed a guy named Bjorn and kept him in his locker for sustenance, I think. I don't know. Kind of queens.
He did what?
Bjorn was an alien.
I'm not even going to answer that. There is no answer for that. I give up. I don't have any more queens. I asked you.
Ask me what?
Do you have any queens?
I just picked one up.
Ah! You cheated!
We got Ziggy.
Ziggy doesn't count as a human.
Does he count as a queen?
Yes! Yes, he does!
Not that kind of queen!
I want every queen I want!
Shut up!
Oh, do I have to get the trank gun?
Here, snort this.
Alright.
I thought you said you weren't giving him anything.
It's wasabi. He'll be out there.
What?
Just ignore the burning.
Duck and cover!
Here, give him this box of fire ants.
Where do you get these things?
The wasabi?
Why do you still have living fire ants?
I was talking to him, but that's okay.
First a swordfish or whatever that was.
A bluefin tuna.
A bluefin tuna. And now fire ants. What? Is friggin' Ozzy Osbourne gonna show up out of all?
Don't say his name twice. Well, sure, do not say his name twice.
Or five times in a mirror.
Void my room. I have kittens in there.
Get those real quick. Get a signal.
What?
Smile or nod.
Mm-hmm.
So what should I do with this tuna, guys?
Eat it.
I don't want to eat it.
Yeah, let's fry it up.
I've already named it.
I've turned the navigation system into a grill anyway, so here, hand it off.
You know, I recall some other things on the Floyd hole that you named. We killed that too.
Wait, what?
The dolphin, remember?
No, the dolphin. No, I remember him.
You're not allowed dolphins anymore.
The dolphins were eaten by the fascists anyways. They built a wall.
Excuse me? What did you say about the wall?
It's Pink Floyd. They built a wall in the Pink Floyd hall. The fascists did.
Whatever. I just want to make sure you're not talking about a different kind of wall.
No, not that one.
Hey guys, look
the
what I got.
The Berlin Wall!
Not that one!
What are you talking about?
You forget he's high. A lot.
And you guys forget that I have a watermelon.
Why do you have to pee off the cosmonaut?
He's also...
just in my nature.
Alright, just put it this way. You'd rather him be here than Nixon.
I guess anything is better than Nixon.
Hey, guys. Now I have a watermelon. And I think somebody drew a face on it. Oh, hey! Oh, there's something written on the back of this watermelon. It says, you are now listening to WALF 89.7 FM.
I'm gonna go check on the rock star.
Now you're trapped in outer space, your
point. Use a wrench, just in case.
I wasn't gonna use a wrench.
Better than
I got this.
Yeah, but we're not a long ways off from there.
Oh, Ziggy! You awake yet?
No!
Then why did you answer?
Don't make us call Lemmy.
No, not him!
Hey, we're gonna have a little chat, you and I.
Why do you guys have to be mean to this guy all the time?
I said I was gonna have a chat with him. What makes you think I was gonna be violent?
We don't know. He's just so be mean to a bull.
But always he, violent to him.
He was,
not that I disagree.
You know, we rented out your room to him. You know, we all got along for a while. We even played Go Fish and...
All I feel is pain.
I know that one. I know that one.
Pain and sharp spikes shoved up my bum.
And for once, it wasn't me.
It feels like when Richard Nixon broke into my house.
Proto-emo.
That's a good one. But, is there anything I could do to help you besides releasing you from your torment?
I don't know. Maybe if I could just sing a little.
Give him this.
I can't tell the difference anymore. It's all those... It's all that friggin' plutonium. Still my system, man.
And that...
Eat the plutonium.
Not the stuff you gave us.
No,
he's,
snorted it.
He snorted our...
It's a friggin' drug on Mars, my love.
In Russia? Do you know what we do in Russia with drug addicts? Give me a
shotgun. Plutonium snort you?
Believe it or not, we've tried to... We've tried to...
Nixon, come here. I have something for you.
I'm not Nixon. I'm his host
body.
You,
if you just talk to him...
What you do with drug addicts involve a car battery and a cold shower?
It does include a lot of bullets, but not fires from a gun.
Wait, do you just, like, stick them in him with your fingers?
No. Cannot tell you. Old Russian secret.
Is that the one with the lighter?
Of course it is. You know that one?
It's an Irish tradition.
Just as long as I don't see a glass of milk.
Be a good brother, man.
Yeah, right. Want some good stuff.
That's all the time we're gonna spend with you, Ziggy, so here's a nap.
Guys, are we even going in the right direction?
You programmed it.
I don't know how this works.
How we even get out of warp drive?
I know how it works.
Well, with the power of super science, I will show you how warp drive works.
Who are you?
Oh god, not him. I am Richard Cranium. Super scientist, PhD, and I have learned many a thing, including how warp drive works. First, it starts by going to the planet of warp and finding the warps roaming on their plane.
Yeah, wrap it up. Just work this machinery. Don't burn yourself on the grill.
Sure. One moment. It is out of warp drive. Yeah.
It never was in warp drive. That's a friggin' TV.
It's a lovely display screen.
Yes, it is that too. Who
are you?
Two of those things are going
to
hurt.
I am Dr. Lore. And I'm the real alien. Doctor on the ship.
You are not a doctor. You are a hack.
I'm not a hack. Somebody get a friggin' gun. We're taking this out.
Right place. Works.
What are you doing?
Get away from my machinery!
I do not know why you are talking about intangible little man. I am a super scientist, and with the power of super science, I can do everything. Come with me, I will show you the wonders of super science.
Are you stoned? What are you doing?
Yep, smoke this.
I am teaching.
You're not teaching anything. You can't teach anything to these pea brains. Your only hope is that you can steer them in the right direction like a dumb cow on the way to the slaughter.
This is getting interesting.
I'll say, yeah, this will help.
Now, I tell you, every mind has the potential to learn, to grow, to be super scientists.
Even me?
Even you.
I highly doubt that.
Oh, man.
Yes. Come with me and I will teach you everything you must know.
Isn't that what she said?
With the power of super science, and my diagrams, and my PhD that I put up on your wall.
That's my friggin' wall!
I don't care. This is my ship now. I have proved myself to be smarter than all of you people.
Oi! This ain't your ship!
I may not be on the ship, but I have to admit, you're not as smart as I am. I'm Russian. I beat you. Ha. Huh.
I don't need to listen to you. Your communism fell long time ago.
I hate to break it to you, but I was sent in space not for communist reasons. Just saying.
Oh. Your guns communist. Don't work on me with the power of super science.
It is true, though. Technically,
tell
the
everyone
country
what your
you
name means.
Gone.
Thank you.
I was not born in Russia, though.
Richard Cranium is a fine name.
You're not Richard Cranium. Cranium is not a real last name.
It's my name, and I resent that remark.
Doc, say the word, I'll get rid of him.
I say the word, get rid of him.
You yeah. will not get rid of me.
Here.
I will leave of my own volition.
What is the sound of one hand clapping?
Sedative.
Oh! You know?
Oh, I just got my AQ
support. That is amazing. Somebody get rid of this hack.
Milo, where have you been? Come with me. I'll take you home, yo.
With the power of super science and the sedatives in my ass, I will go anywhere with you.
We shall go to Fresno.
That was creepy. That was really creepy.
Did I just shoot a Frenchman out of my shotgun?
Yes, you did, my
friend. They can hide anywhere.
Jeez,
they're like gremlins.
All the cartridges.
All right, I'm just gonna sit back here for a bit. Maybe cool down.
Does anyone want to explain how the Frenchman keeps showing up every time we get rid of him?
I know, but hey, we're approaching Fresno. Bring Ziggy.
Really? All right, I'll get him.
Wake up! Time to take all the puddles out.
I was having a good dream, man. Oh my god, not this place. Not Fresno. I did a gig here once, a long time ago, back during the 80s. It was horrible.
Alright, well, you're gonna tie this rope around your waist, and we're gonna dangle you out the front door.
No. I just shove me back in the engine right now. I know what they're like here.
Oh, we're shoving you. Out the door.
No. Wait. No! Good thing, the rope caught on his foot. How do we turn the magnet on?
Oh my god. Look at them. They're just going at him. It's like that game when that zombie vomits on you.
Oh my god! They're clinging to me!
Who's clinging to him?
He's not American and neither am I.
I mean the Fresno people.
Fresno is its own place in its own right.
I see. Just joking.
What's happening
outside?
Is
anyone getting video of this?
We have
this
video?
This is going on YouTube.
I got it.
No, YouTube!
Oh, this is so going on YouTube.
I'm in pain.
What does that do for me?
So when does this start attracting Cedric Pewart?
He'll be around.
Crank it to 11.
It's like sharks with the blood in the water and the chum and stuff, and it's really bad.
The chum?
Chum.
I thought there was something else, but I'll just leave it at that. I'll leave it at that, you know. Alright, I got to go.
She says this all the time. She's always like, I gotta go. But she just sits in the corner.
This is the first
like she's made of popsicle sticks or something. And then I find out that my dog has been stolen.
I did not know you had a dog.
He doesn't.
I did not know you had a dog.
He doesn't.
Oh, he doesn't.
He suffers from widespread dementia.
It's kind of entertaining to tell the truth.
Skin. I'll see you later.
Yeah, I didn't cheat, by the way.
Whatever you say, Irishman.
I'm a drunk, not a rotten bastard.
Wait a minute. There he is! On the horizon! Cresting the hill!
He's wearing a plaid
suit. Cedric Pewart! And a flock of seagulls are right behind him!
He's riding them! Like they have him on some kind of raft! Like he's enslaved flock of seagulls! That's kind of funny, actually. Somebody get a gun!
What are we gonna do? What if he turns our ship into a parody?
Why not?
Turn the ship into a parody.
We didn't.
That's funny.
This wasn't my plan.
We came in here without a plan. What are we gonna do?
Well, wait. We always do.
Should we cut him loose? Should we just cut him loose and run?
Well, cut Ziggy loose. Oh, he is gonna have a bad day.
Wow, they really are ripping. I kind of, you know, I almost feel bad for him.
Almost.
I remember he ruined our life.
Yep.
At least we have that new plutonium to power the drive, right?
Yeah, I'll get it out of the back room in a minute. Plug it in the engine.
So how are we going after, Pewart there? Get on my way.
Walter, you're back!
I got out of the Floyd hole. I've seen crazy, crazy things, but wow, that place was messed. Anyways, send in the planes. Drop the napalm. We're going in the through mill.
We don't have planes. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, but we do have napalm. I stored some up in the back room.
Where did you get
napalm? That's great.
I don't know. He might turn the napalm into a parody.
That would do it.
How do you turn napalm into a parody?
It's Cedric Pewart.
You know what? I want to see him turn flaming women running down the street into a parody. I really do.
It's called Girls Gone Wild.
Well, here we go.
You've been listening to Lost Radio. Now shut the hell up, get out of your house, and tell people we're still alive.
WALF, Alfred Radio, 89.7 FM.
It's a madhouse! A madhouse!
I survived! Bread and butter, I survived! Oh, jeez! That was a tough crowd there! Oh my god. I'm stuck on Fresno! Oh my god, dude! Hope they didn't see me. Oh my god. What am I gonna do?
You can find more Lost Radio and Psycho Gently Fish productions at psychogentlyfish.com.